the Tuesday team call. This is Nikki Moore. I am Ambassador Diamond, and I am part of your upline. I'm so excited that you guys chose to plug into your business tonight. And I actually have Alicia Demeny on the line with me. Alicia, are you with me right now?
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to the call. Thank you for doing this with me.
You're welcome.
All right. I'm excited to have her on the call. For those of you who don't know, she is one of my top line leaders. She is a triple diamond working on presidential, and she is in North Carolina. So I know that she has a lot of team members on the call as well, too. But good person to access to if you need any help. She's a phenomenal leader as well. But I am really excited about all the stuff that's going on this month and next month. Just want to make sure that everybody is really starting out with intention. We're really lucky to have, almost 5 full weeks in October and just a lot of extra time to run your business and get to the places that you want to be. And so last week we talked about your why. We talked about a reason for running this business. It is, to me, the foundation of what we are doing. You need to have a why, and you need to know what you want out of this business, because if you don't have any clarification in that area, then there's nothing that's going to propel you forward. There's nothing to work for. And so really kind of thinking about what it is that got you excited about this business, why you're doing this business. Is it to earn a little bit extra money? Is it to quit your job? Is it to put a spouse or a child through college? Is it so that you can have a retirement fund? Is it so you can have a second home or just have extra money to blow without having to be accountable to another significant other? Whatever it is, there is no reason that is too big and there is no reason that is too small. And I would really strongly encourage you to dream really, really big. Put those things down. Put those small, medium, and large whys down, if you will, if you're scared to dream a little bit. But just get it out there. Get that dream board made so that you can see it. And so once you have the foundation, you know the reason that you're in this business, then we need to start setting some goals. And so we're going to talk a little bit about goals and setting them and what was otherwise known as those action steps, getting things in motion, because intention is really only as good as the action step that's behind it. So we can have intentions, and I can intend to have a really productive day, but if I don't go forward and put one foot in front of the other, then I was no better off at the end of the day than when I started, even though I had really good intentions. We need to make sure that we have those action steps and hold ourselves accountable. Alicia, do you have anything to add to that?
No.
You covered it.
All right. I think we're just so excited about everything that's going on and the promotions and building our businesses and, focusing on daily action steps like what you said. And you and I talked today about having action steps and not busy work and knowing the difference of doing something that's moving you towards that goal. We have a why, know why we're doing it, but we just need to maintain our focus. And I tell people sometimes, put the blinders on, because we can get distracted by the busyness, and we get real, real busy doing things, but not real, real busy doing action steps that take us towards that goal.
Yeah, most definitely. Being productive, I think, is another way that we can think about it. I just was having a talk with another distributor, and it was like, we just have to do these things, and not just this one person. So if you're on the line, I'm certainly not calling you out, but I hear it all the time. Let's get together, let's talk about the business. I don't know as much as I need to know about the business. And really at that stage of the game, I just have to point blank say, let's put some action steps down on the books, because talking about the business and talking about the possibility and the intention of the business is not going to get you into that productive mode. What we need to do is we need to be action and goal oriented. So one of the questions that I always have from people too is, why do I have to start my business off right? Like, can I just dabble a little bit? Can I get really super comfortable with all the verbiage? And I understand that sometimes fear holds us off. Fear holds us off a little bit, you know? This is a really interesting story because I remembered and recalled how I felt at the beginning with this business. I started volunteering with an organization, and they asked me to do the call center. And so what that entails is where I call people. It's women at risk, and so they have like chest parties where they have jewelry and scarves and purses and all these really cool things, and anybody can host a party, and we ship the product to them. They host the party, they sell the product, and then they send back the extra product and the profits back to us. And so essentially they are selling products that women have made to empower themselves. And so with that being said, just that background, my job is to call these people on Monday and ask them how their party went on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, all the parties that were scheduled over the weekend, just to touch base, thank them so much. And it reminds me of having good customer service with our own business. And then calling to touch base with them, that was really scary for me. And I know some of you are thinking, well, why would it be scary for, you know, I've been doing calls essentially for 2 years, not team calls, but recruiting calls and cold calls. And in essence, somebody might ask me for information and I call them back repeatedly and just try to touch base and have that good customer service. But I correlated that with, I looked at her and I said, all right, I'm just going to, she's like, do you want to listen to me or do you want to do a call on your own? And I was like, I'm just going to do it. Just give me the headphone. Just let me do it because I need to get some practice in. And I realized I had to just dive in and make that call. I was really petrified that they were going to ask me something that I didn't know anything about. And after the call, I'm like, how was my verbiage? How was all of this? And she was giggling, but she was like, you did good. Just remember to say this. And she tweaked me and she corrected me and she gave me some constructive criticism, which, you know, I immediately implemented. But what I told her was, I don't know why I'm so scared about this because this is what I do in my business. But the thing is I know about my business and I don't know about yours. And so I'm scared that somebody's going to ask me something that I don't know about. But I had to remember when I tell people, when they start and when I started, I'm not quite sure, but let me get back with you. And you know what? I had to do that a couple times on Monday, and I survived, and it's okay, and I'm going to go back, and they're going to let me come back. You know?
I still do that.
Yeah.
People ask me questions all the time, and I still say, oh, that's a great question, and I don't know the answer to that, but because I really want to give you the right answer, I'll get back to you.
Exactly. Yeah, you can have really great intention of following up with somebody, but then not being productive in doing it because that fear is going to hold you aside. So people always say, well, why do I have to start my business out right? Why can't I just dabble a little bit? Because I'm scared they're going to ask me questions. I'm scared I don't know about product. But really, everybody, you just need to know that all you need are reps. That's all you need are reps. That is how we run our business. We lead with the applicator. We have amazing mini booster kits for those of you who don't know. It's $149 to get this mini booster kit. You get 2 boxes of wraps, a box of facials, greens, fat fighter, and defining gel. All of it for $149, that's it. But you can only get it at the time of enrollment. So make sure you're letting your people know because we have the boost kits. And those are phenomenal because we really do need to have those wraps on hand so that we can get ourselves launched and have those parties. But those are 2 options that you can share with people. But in a nutshell, that's what you need. You need to have those wraps.
I was just talking to a potential distributor tonight, and we just did the math. And realistically, she's looking at starting up for $248. She's getting 12 wraps, that if she just sells the wraps alone, that's $300 at $25 each, that's $300. So for $248, she's getting her kit plus all of that product, and if she just sells the wraps alone, she's going to make back $300.
Yeah, and that doesn't even count those facials.
No, or the defining gel, or the fat fighters, or the greens.
Yeah. Everything they have for their first two parties, for sure. I thought it was an amazing addition. I'm so glad that they found something between the kit and that boost kit. And I love the fact that you can only get it because we do want to make sure that we, it's such a phenomenal deal. And so we do want to make sure that we are offering those options to our people because you're right, she did the math and, you know, you worked it out with her. And had she not known, how would you feel if afterwards she said, oh man, I would have got that mini boost kit if you would have told me about it, you know?
Exactly. Exactly.
She sees like there's value. Exactly. So brand new
and
people.
And really the only. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No. Well, and I was going to say people get caught up in the business supplies. And realistically, you don't need business supplies. I mean, if you're going to buy something, Blitz cards are number one. You have to have Blitz cards. Now, in the business kit, they do send you some. And a lot of times your upline, if you're close to them, will have some extras. But Blitz cards are really, really what you need. So a few IT catalogs, I don't hand those out at parties or events. I keep those and gather them back. But I also love the product flyers. You can get 100 product flyers for $15 in the My IT Works store. And if you can't afford these right now to get started, ask to split a pack with a buddy. You can split it four ways if you have to get 25 of them to get started. So the initial investment is not that big of a deal. I mean, you don't have to have the blinged out t-shirts, and you don't have to study for, you know, the first month to know every gram of every product and, you know, what's involved and what the dosage is. All you have to do is get the wrap on the people. Just get the wrap on the people.
Yep. And it sounds so simple, but it is. I mean, we have a tried and true system, and it's very, very simple and duplicatable. So it is fun to get those T-shirts. It is fun to I taught a woman last night, a prospect, and she was like, what about letterhead and pens and all this kind of stuff? No. No, we want you to make money and not spend money. And you don't need the fancy stuff in order to get that business driven to you. So, yeah, I think you make a really good point about the Blitz cards and that you don't need a lot of that stuff and you can split it with a friend. And so I think that sometimes is overwhelming for people as well. And then that keeps them in that intentional stage versus an action stage. But
reward yourself at a pin level. If you hit Ruby or if you hit Emerald, then get your T-shirt. And then maybe when you hit Diamond and you're going to some networking events, get business cards if you think you need them. But my opinion is business cards and IT Works are only for networking with other distributors. You do not need a business card if you're wanting to network with other potential clients. That is a Blitz card.
Yeah. Yep. I think I was Diamond before I got business cards, and really all my business cards serve the purpose of being a backup card, and that's in my husband's wallet. And
that
that's
works.
It. Yeah. You know, if I'm like, oh, do you have a card on you? Because I don't have any Blitz cards on me if I forgot them or I ran out or anything like that, or I'm somewhere without my purse. But, yeah, I mean, really, yeah, don't spend the money on it right now. Don't worry about all that fancy schmancy stuff because it's just not necessary for sure. All we really need with this business are the steps to success. Okay, it is very, very duplicatable. It is very simplistic. You do not have to recreate the wheel whatsoever. These steps to success, they have been tweaked, they have been modified, and they are what they are because they do work. So we're just going to run through it again. I hope you older distributors are really bored with it. But I hope you think about this, too, in terms of how are you going to apply it to a new distributor. Step one, you want to join Boost and Party. It's $99 to the end of the year. I have no idea what they'll do at the end of the year. We'll worry about it then. But you know you're golden until the end of December for $99, which includes four of the body wraps. Then you need to get on auto ship. This is law. 80BV auto ship. I always precursor this with, we don't have a minimum sales requirement. We have nothing else that we have to do. We don't have to rely on a downline, an upline, a sideline, anybody in order to get paid. We rely on ourselves. ADBV Autoship is all you have to do. And if you sign up with this business and you spend $99, my guess is you're signing up to get paid. So you might as well make sure you get paid. Get on ADBV Autoship. Do not rely on your loyal customers' sales in order to be commission qualified. Mike Petillo even said it on the call last Monday. Do you know how many people have lost, and I'm talking people whose names, if I said them, you would know, lost a commission check because they forgot to run their auto ship, something happened with their auto ship, and their loyal customers did not qualify them because they got a credit card declined at the last minute, and it was too late to fix. So ADBV Autoship, do yourself a favor, save yourself a headache and a heartache at the end of the month by not getting paid by having that autoship, and then party. We're not necessarily a party plan, but we like to party, and that's how we get the wrap on people. We lead with the Ultimate Body Applicator, and we do that through wrap parties. So I do suggest that you get 2 to 3 launch events in your first month. Schedule it out 10 days after you sign up. You're going to sign up, and standard shipping is, 7 to 10 days, somewhere in that ballpark, 10 to 14, depending on where you live. It will say when you check out. Make it 14 days after your sign up to be sure, but get that launch event on the books. And I would really stress, and I'm starting to stress this as well, too, when you're signing up somebody new, do them a favor. Ask what their party date is. Make them get back to you with a party date in 24 hours because we don't want to wait because we don't want somebody to sign up, waste their money, and then not do anything with it, right? They had really good intentions when they signed. Let's make sure that they're productive with it too as well and that that intention turns into action steps and making sure it's a goal of theirs. So 2 to 3 launch parties in your first month. Can you have 2 to 3 launch events with 4 wraps? Absolutely not. You're going to need more. I mean, my gosh, most of us have a sister, a best friend, an aunt, a cousin, somebody that's going to want to get their hands on that wrap alongside with us. And so you're really going to be out of them the second that they come in. And if you want to go to Diamond, here's everybody right now vying for good bonus. Get one party on the books for the next 4 weeks. It will change the face of your business. I don't know how you're going to get it, where you're going to get it, but you can do it. You can ask other people to host for you. So join, boost, and party. That would be your first step. Step 2 is get more with 4. 4 loyal customers in your first 30 days will make you Fast Start qualified. You will earn 120 BV product credit, and you will get 2 wrap rewards. This is huge. Start your business off strong. I was talking with Alicia earlier, and we were talking about loyal customers and distributors, and, you know, we were just chatting, and she said, you know, I remember when I first talked to you, you said, get your 4 loyals and get 3 distributors, and I went out and did it because you told me to. That was a powerful thing for me to hear. You know, a year and a half later, this is something, a year and a half ago is when I told her that, is when she signed up with us. And so just think about that. These people, you're not being bossy. You're not telling them how to run their business. But what they're doing is they're coming to you for guidance. They want to make sure that you're training them. And if you want to train them for success, you're going to do them a favor and tell them to get their 4 loyals in their first 30 days. At the very, very least, they need to get 2 so they're Fast Start qualified. Nobody can earn a Fast Start bonus on any personally enrolled distributor that they sign up if they're not Fast Start qualified themselves. Okay? Fast Start is where you get $100 every time you personally enroll somebody and they get 2 loyal customers in their first 30 days. I have had distributors who do not go out and get their own loyals, recruit somebody, have their recruit get their 4 loyals or their 2 loyals within their 30 days, and then they're wondering, why I didn't get my Fast Start? Well, you did not go out and do what you told them to do, and corporate will not pay you for that. So that is $100, bam, out the door, cannot get it back. Okay, everybody make sure you're Fast Start qualified at the least, but get 4 loyals in your first 30 days. And then you're also, like I said, you're going to get those 2 wrap rewards. Every 2 loyal customers get you a wrap reward, which is good for 1 box of wraps for $25. You're going to be able to get 8 wraps for $50. You're going to turn around and sell them at $25. It's $200 in your pocket. plus the loyals and the product credit. Everybody knows four people. Step three, go Ruby. Find three people to do this with you. For most of us, this is I'm going to say it with an asterisk, I guess, friends and family are not prospects. That's the people that we go to first. Those are the people that we have come to our wrap parties. They're amazing, loyal customers. And if you have a friend that is entrepreneur-like and entrepreneurial-minded like yourself, then definitely offer it to everybody. Offer it to everybody. But a lot of people get really discouraged when their best friend doesn't sign up immediately. So sometimes those people have to wait and see. But get out there. Get those parties on the books, and the rest will come to you. So once you get these three people, you walk them through the steps to success. You make them get on auto ship, boost, party, have their 2 to 3 launch events in their first 30 days, get their 4 loyal customers in their first 30 days, and then they go Ruby, and that puts you in a really good position. So now you're team building. Anything else on steps to success that maybe I didn't drive home hard enough?
No, you cover steps to success very well. Now, what excites me, though, in that step three, if you're helping them, those three, complete their steps to success, what that does is really propel you to the next level at Emerald. So you're just right there at it. If you're helping three of your team members get to Ruby, you're going to really go to that next level yourself.
Yeah, most definitely. And that's what's really cool about our business, isn't it, Alicia? The more that we help other people be successful, the more successful we are.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And we don't compete with one another. There has never been a point that I did not want Alicia to be successful or anybody else that I've sponsored. I would love it if they would experience more success than me. That's how this program works, right? So it's almost like it works anonymous, but that's how it works. And I know with other plans, if you have a really good hostess or you have a really good customer and they become a distributor, it takes away from your sales and it hurts you. And so then you start being competitive with your team members, not with this business. So really open your heart to helping other people. And the way that we get what we want is not by taking, but by giving. And by giving away, and that's really going to help us with our goals too. So it is. It's perfect. Go Ruby is a really good step, because once you help them get those steps to success and they feel that confidence and they see that success themselves, it's a win-win situation all the way. So with those steps to success, drive it home in your heart. Know it like the back of your hand. Make sure all your new team members know it. Really just do a good job of educating them and getting them through those three steps to success. And then it's like rinse, lather, repeat, right? You just do it again, again, again. You don't have to do anything different. If you feel like you're at a standstill, what do? Go back to steps to success. Okay? That should be a goal.
If you ever lose sight of it, it's in your IT catalog. It's in your back office under documents. It's on your team pages. It is available almost everywhere in the It Works world. You can find steps to success. And if you ask Nikki, and if you ask any other ambassador, Denise Walsh, if you ask our co-founder, Tim Souter, they're all going to tell you, if you want to be successful in this business, if you want to get to the top, you're going to complete the steps to success as often as you can. And go for it yourself every month. And don't ever ask a new distributor to do something that you're not willing to do yourself. So if you're not completing the steps to success, don't ask them to do it as well. So you need to be out there just repeating, just like you said just a minute ago, just repeat, repeat, repeat. Our system is 100% duplicatable, and that means you can do it and a new distributor can do it.
Yeah. Most definitely, and I was just sharing that with I was fortunate enough to have a call with Mike Cotillo the other day, and just talking about some things with the business, and you know, he said people can certainly see if you're walking the walk or if you're just talking it, and you're constantly doing that. And I said that's one of the things that I'm struggling with right now. I'm not on Facebook as much as I used to be. I'm not, you know, this or that, because I'm out always doing my own business. I am always doing steps to success. And that is how we need to lead, by doing. We don't lead by just talking about it, but we have to be a really good example. So that sets the success. That's really your first goal. That is your first goal, those are action steps. Every one of those things can be done physically, mentally, emotionally, and we're not talking about it. So we're intentional with what we're doing, but we are also doing. So when we think about the rest of our goals, I know Alicia is, I know a lot of my leaders are, and maybe that's because that's what got them to leadership positions, or that's why they are leaders. But your goals need to be stated. You need to have a really, really clear vision of what you want your goals to be. Okay? These goals should be on your dream board as well. You don't realize that your why is helping you with your goals as well. Okay? So, remind yourself of the things that you want and the things that you're going to do visually, so that way on those days that you're not motivated, you're discouraged, you don't feel committed, you know exactly what you're working for. So I really suggest having three major yearly goals and three monthly goals that you're shooting for. And we are always revamping these goals and these things that we're working for. I wrote mine down tonight to share with you. And here's what my goals were for the year. Hit ambassador. Make $80,000 a month by December. And take a 2-week vacation and pay for my parents to go with us. I hit ambassador, last month. I am not yet making 80 grand a month. Did you hear me say yet? Yet, and so yes, and take a 2-week vacation. We took a 10-day vacation to Jamaica, and we took all four of our kids and my mom and dad, and we paid for all of us to go. So those were my goals. I knew that I had to get out there and do some stuff in order to make those goals happen. They weren't going to happen on their own, and I certainly couldn't sit back and wait for somebody else to do it for me, because I wouldn't be here. My monthly goals for this month, put it out there and be held accountable by everybody, is that I want to personally recruit 8 to 10 people that are Fast Start qualified and ready to run with this business. I am ready for some more leaders. I love working with leadership mentality and people that want to run with this business. I like working with everybody, but my goal is to find some runners. So if I have to recruit 15 to get 8 runners, then fantastic, and I'll work with everybody at their level. But that's my first goal. The second one is working on growing my income for my family, for others. And my big, big eye on the prize with this one is the Success From Home magazine. I want to raise my income so that I can be featured in the Success From Home magazine as one of the top 20 earners. That is something that's driving me. I'm competitive, and I think after being in the magazine last year, I really want to be in it again. I see what it did for my business. It was huge. And then my third goal is to tweak, develop, and better my system so that I can help people in my downline achieve greater success in their own business. I'm always striving to find and tweak systems that we have, like team calls or prospecting calls. You know, Denise and us, a bunch of us, you know, talked about having this prospecting call during October and November, because we know that everybody wants to drive their business home for the Success From Home magazine, right, promo. And so we thought, let's give everybody a once-a-week prospecting call that they can put people on and they can send them to that call. Things like that are the things that I'm working on. So when you're working with your goals, you do need to visualize it. I suggest you write it down. Post it. Put it on 3 places. Mike Petillo had said before on one of our conference calls, he was a guest, and he said put it in 3 places. One of them that he does is a memento that he carries with him. He always says that he carries something in his pocket to remind him of where he's going, his goal that he wants to be. He carries his time clock or his time card that he used to punch when he went to work. He keeps that in his wallet to remind him that he never wants to go punch a time card again. Okay? Put it on your bathroom mirror, in your car. You know, who cares what kind of car you're driving? It's got that little emblem on the steering wheel. Cover it up. I don't care if it's a BMW or a Pinto. Cover it up and put a picture of your goal there. You get your car every morning you drive to work. Your goal is to quit your job. You look at that. You think, I'm going to quit my job. How am I going to do this? I'm going to have 5 parties this month. I'm going to recruit 5 people. Whatever your goals are, you put it right down on that spot. Put it on your refrigerator. For me, I have my goals listed in my bathroom mirror. I have to go in that bathroom mirror every day that I go somewhere. I go in there, brush my teeth, brush my hair, take a shower, whatever it may be. I see it. I have a prayer up there that I say every morning. I have that, and I have a note of affirmation that tells me how wonderful I am. You know, and that Tammy sent me, and it just basically, it is an affirmation, and I look at it every day, and I tell myself all 3 of those things. I say the prayer, I look at the affirmation, and I look at my goals. You need to see it, you need to believe it, you need to be it every day. Drive it home. You are what you think. That is one reason why I don't watch horror movies. I don't watch toxic news stations. I don't want that garbage in my head. That stuff tears me up, Alicia. It's horrible.
It's like the alligators in Florida.
Yes, I don't want to look at them, right? So
no,
I don't.
No.
You're
internalizing good things. I mean, to recap, one of the things that you just said is you posted this year your 3 goals that you wanted to accomplish this year. Get ambassador, make $80,000 a month, and take a 2-week vacation and pay for your parents to go with you. Well, you hit ambassador. You will make it to $80,000 a month, and you did take a vacation to the beautiful Jamaican island with your parents because you put it in front of you. You set it out there. Aaron and I were talking to another presidential diamond, a guy, a few weeks ago, and Aaron was like, what are you doing? And he said, well, we're actually sitting down to have a goal poster party at our house, our family. We're bringing our kids in. We're sitting down. We're cutting out pictures. We're pulling things up on the computer, and we're making new goal posters because my wife made a goal poster in January 2012, and she's already achieved everything on that goal poster for this year. So there's something about having it in front of you, internalizing it, sharing it, and making it a dream and a goal and something to work for in your family. So you make yourself accountable. If you're having a bad day and you look up at that poster and it says 80,000 by December, you get yourself out of bed and you go and you work on making that goal happen instead of just laying there and letting life pass you by.
Exactly, because I know that $80,000 is not going to jump into my bank account by its own.
Well, and our family, we need to sit down and redo our goal poster. My goals were kind of similar to yours. I wanted to be triple this year. Now, my money goal wasn't as high as yours. I wanted $6,000 a month consistent income. Well, we hit all that back in April. So We're really, really having to revamp and upsize our dreams and our goals because they just keep growing and they just keep getting better and better. But we put them out there, and we look at them, and we think about them, and the family is involved with them every single day.
Mm-hmm. And it's true. You put it in your head. My husband writes his number goal. He writes his volume goal, our volume goal, I guess I should say, and our monetary goal every morning in the shower. I remember the one day I was working, I'm sitting there getting ready, and I had gotten out of the shower first, and then he jumped in, and I looked back, and the shower door is all steamy. He's writing on it. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, you know, like, kind of old to be playing with the steam here on the window. And he's like, I'm writing down my goals. And I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, every morning he writes down his volume and his monetary goal that he wants to work for. And you know what? We hit those babies. I remember when I started, I knew that my sponsor was making between 20 and 30 grand a month when I started. And I was like, I heard 30 grand a month. Oh, my gosh, what could I do with 30 grand a month? Like, that's life-changing, right? I mean, that's huge. And I thought, I want 30 grand a month. Like, I want to just see if I can do it because that is just a crazy amount of money to me. I got to see what I can do. I'll tell you what, I, every month that I got my check and it wasn't 30 grand, I was not happy. Not because I'm stingy, but because I had a goal. I had the vision in sight and I knew where I wanted to be. And so until that day came, that's the day that I actually cried on my check. But I knew what I wanted. We have to have, I started in that place. Does that sound crazy? I started, brand new distributor. Anybody that signed up this week, when I was you, I said, I'm making 30 grand a month. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. And I knew it was going to take time. I committed myself to 3 years to this business. And so we're going to make a three-year commitment to this business because that's what it's going to take. And we hit it before then. But I also knew that we needed to give ourselves some time. We need to believe in ourselves, and we need to have goals to do it. So hold yourself accountable. Tell somebody else about it, even if it sounds silly. I look back now, and I go, gosh, maybe that sounds kind of arrogant. Maybe that sounds kind of silly to say that's what I wanted when I first started, and I'm not grateful for anything less. I most definitely am. But it makes me accountable. My sponsor knew what my number was. She knew exactly what that was. And here's the cool thing. 80 grand a month is my goal, right? I'm putting it out there. It's out. I want somebody to hold me accountable. I want somebody to say, what the heck are you doing today? And if I fall short of that, let's say I fall short of that and I make 50 grand a month. Is that horrible? Absolutely not. But I know
that's not too bad.
No, I mean, we could do really cool blessings with that, couldn't we? But
absolutely,
I'm accountable. And if I don't have a goal to even fall short of, I'm gonna fall short of anything at all, right? You know, you gotta put yourself up there and make something to strive for. So with all of that being said, we have some goals in mind. I'm sure our brains are spinning. What are some of our goals? How do they spend their time? Like, what are they supposed to be doing with all of their time and in this business? Like, how do they go forth?
Well, we could sit around and we could play on Facebook all day. Or we could always get out and maybe party, blitz, do a little bit of social media marketing, and a whole lot of follow-up. Now, one of the rules that we can go by is breaking your time in to a third, and a third. You want to spend a third of your time building new. You want to spend a third of your time working with the existing team, but working with those who are working for themselves. You don't want to drag someone along. You cannot breathe life into a dead horse, as we would say in the South, okay? If they're gone, they're gone. Work with the ones that are working. You can be the catalyst to help them out and push them along. But, if you're building your business and if you're working your team, I want to help you and do that. So a third is building new, continue to do the things that got you where you're at. I mean, if I stopped rapping today, then how do I build myself and my team? And how does my team see that I would be leading by example? You know, if I'm not rapping, they're going to sit back and go, well, she's not rapping and she's making this kind of money. I'm not going to rap either. No, I'm rapping. I'm rapping tomorrow night. I'm rapping Thursday night. I'm rapping Saturday. I'm rapping Sunday. I'm rapping Tuesday. That's my schedule for the next week. That's what we've got going on. So, you want to be a leader to your team, then you need to be doing the activities that you want your team to be doing. And then a third of your time needs to be in professional development. And I've had to learn very slowly. A lot of your top leaders, Mike Petillo, Pam Souter, I said Mark Petillo, didn't I? I meant Mike.
No, you said Mike.
Mark and Mike, those dudes at corporate, they will tell you personal development and how important that is for growing yourself and growing your team. Because you're going to be dealing with some stuff as you grow your business that you've not ever had to deal with before. So grow yourself, and whether that's spiritual or if it's business, dig in and feed yourself and feed your mind. And one of the greatest things that you can do is get up in the morning. First thing, I want you to get up in the morning. They say our mind power is greater in the morning than any other time of the day. So if you'll get up in the morning, and what I typically do is I go hop on Facebook. For anybody that's up at between 6 and 7, you know that I'm on Facebook about that time. But while that Facebook is up and I'm following up on messages, or I'm checking emails, or I'm sending out motivational messages, I have the success on demand playing. There's a video, there's an audio, there's something. And you access that success on demand if you go to your back office, hit on communication, and it's the tab at the top that says communication, then over to the far left bottom says success on demand. Make sure you have your pop-ups allowed to pop up, and then you're going to get a whole new window with an amazing website that It Works Global has purchased for us through Success From Home Magazine, full, chock full of just personal development stories, books, articles, videos, daily quotes. Feed your brain and bring some positive energy, bring some positive motivation, bring some leadership training, bring something to the plate that would give you something, creating new challenges and goals for yourself, helping be a better leader, help develop new team members. You know, just be sure that you're feeding your brain and feeding your spirit to, you know, bring yourself to that leadership potential that you want to be. Now, if that's not your thing, there's tons of books on leadership and motivation. One of my very favorite is Beach Money. Get on Beach Money, listen to it, or purchase it and read that book, and it'll tell you what it's all about being in a company like that we're in right now. Or the other thing is get to an event. We have a couple of boot camps left for this year. We have rap events in your local towns with local trainings. Or the best one that I can tell you about right now is, if you are not signed up for conference, move heaven and earth to get to conference. If you want your life to change in the next 12 months, make the investment in yourself and make the investment in your family to get to conference. Someone might say to me, I can't afford to go, you know, da-da-da-da. My answer to that is, you cannot afford not to go. If you want your life to change, if you want your income to grow, if you want your business to grow, if you want to provide for yourself the things on that goal poster, the wishes that you have in your heart that you've been scared to even tell anybody else about, you're going to make it to conference. Because it's there that you're going to have the moments that are going to change the path. There's some movie quote that I wish I could remember right now, and it talks about changing the course of your stars or changing your life. And so it's really important that you take the action steps to get you where you want to go. And one of the ways you can do that is make the commitment and make the investment in yourself and get to conference. So establish that time management in your head. A third of your time building new, a third of time working with what you've got, and a third of time working on yourself. Now, how do you build new? What should you be doing? What are these action steps? Like I said, conference. You know, think about that and think, put that, you know, foremost right now in your head. Because I think, Nikki, can't we still do it for $199? Are we still in the good on that?
Yeah.
Okay, fantastic. All right, something else you can do. How many of you might be, and raise your hand in the air, I can see you, I know I can see you, that you're just kind of feeling, you're like in a rut right now, and you really want it this. You want to be in Success From Home. You want that higher check. You want to mark those, check through the things on your goal poster, achieved, achieved, achieved. Relaunch yourself. When's the last time you had a launch party for you? Why can't you? We all go and we meet new people every day, or you better be. Relaunch yourself. Have a, you know, how many times have you ever seen a store having a grand opening and they've been there for 20 years? You know, relaunch your business. Start over with a new product. If you've never sold the skincare before, launch your skincare business. If you've never had a greens party before, launch your greens and just relaunch yourself. Reinvent something exciting about it. Blitz. I cannot tell you the importance of blitzing, stepping outside of your box. You know, I had a girl tell me this week, I'm scared to death of blitzing, but I love going to expos because they come to me. Well, that's kind of blitzing, but at least do one. Get out there and get it done. Get a blitz card in somebody's hand. Follow up with your prospects. Mike Petillo will tell you right now 10 times, the fortune is in the follow-up. You will find your money in following up. Marketing research will tell you, and I will say this, from now until the time I retire at 85 with It Works, that you have to follow up with a prospect between 5 and 16 times sometimes before the sale is made. Now, is that bugging someone? Maybe, maybe not. But if you've ever been to a car lot, I guarantee you they've called you 16 times. If you've ever been looking for insurance, I bet you they've contacted you up to 16 times. And what it is you're offering customer service. Everyone's busy, and they might not necessarily be blowing you off. They might just be busy. So continue to offer that customer service with a follow-up. A follow-up is a phone call, an email, a Facebook message, a dropping a postcard off by their place of business or their work, or just some kind of touch with them, getting in touch with them. And social media marketing, of course, your Facebook, your Pinterest, your Twitters, whatever you decide to do, just be sure that you stay compliant with that. Something else you can do to take that next action step is those top 10 goals. And write them down. If you do nothing else tonight before you go to bed, start your list of 10. Nikki, it was Tiffany that was talking about how important this was, and you were talking about this, and writing them down in the present tense. What was it she was saying about that?
Yeah, just you need to write them down because you need to see it, believe it, be it. You need to, so a goal.
Let's say a goal of mine is to have a week vacation on the beach. I love the sunshine and the beach and the surf. So here's how I would put it down on my goal board for the present tense. I am sitting on the warm beach with my sand buried or my toe is buried in the sand. I can feel the warm sun. I'm feeling the cool mist of the ocean. I have a cocktail in my hand, a book in the other. It is nothing but complete serenity. I've arrived, and I have nothing to do for the whole week except sit here and just bask in relaxation. That's how you would put it down. Create a word picture in your mind. Put yourself in that position. You need to put yourself there because you're going to be there.
I love that. I get real excited about goals because it's so cool when you achieve them. And if you're looking for some family support or spousal support, you know, make some small goals and then make some big goals and then start showing other people in your circle of influence when you start getting to check those off, because that is so important, not only to you, but those of you that are around you. And, I mean, that's what success is all about, achieving the things that we desire the most and helping those that are around us. Now, one thing that, Nikki, if you'll let me do it, you shared with us tonight your 3 monthly goals and your 3 yearly goals for 2012. I think what would be cool is for those of you that have team pages, let's either tonight create a document or create a thread on your team pages and ask everybody, call everybody out, and let's have everyone post 3 monthly and 3 yearly goals. And we can go ahead and, I guess, if we want to do 12 months from today or if we want to do 2013, I don't care. But why don't we go ahead and let's put them out there. And we'll try and remember and come back and revisit it 12 months from now and see how many of us have been able to mark off those goals. I think it would be really exciting. And it also gives us that accountability that you talked about just a little bit ago, too.
Most definitely. I think that's an excellent idea to hold yourself accountable
and put it down there. And so I'll create one on my page. I know you, Alicia, you will, too. But you can just, yeah, put your name in your 3 goals, and let's hold each other accountable and see what we're doing to get to where we want to be.
And I love that. So I already know what I'm going to put. So I hope you guys are starting to write this down and starting to think about it and process it and make those decisions what those goals are going to be. How do you build new? Just get in that back office. If you have never filled out the 100s list that's under documents in your back office, print it tonight and start filling it out. Your diamond, your promotion, your ambassador, the people that you put on that list are what's going to take you to the next level. Put the list in your purse. Put the list in your binder, whatever it takes. If you have an iPhone or a Droid or something that keeps a list, a notepad, you can put it in there if you don't want to put it on a piece of paper. But start that list. Go through that list. Check off that list. Email those people. Facebook those people. Send them blitz cards. Get that hundreds list going right away if you haven't right now. It's really important. And there's even some memory joggers in there. If you can't think of 100 people, they'll help you think of 100 people. But ask your kids. I know that your children can be valuable resources to you. My girls all the time are saying, hey, Mom, this girl really could probably use a wrap. Or, hey, this lady needs some extra money. So use your kids as resources, too. And you guys do that as a team effort to fill out that hundreds list. Another thing that you can do is utilize the training on your Facebook pages and get on the team calls, get on the conference calls. There is a corporate conference call on Sunday night. There's a Show Me the Money call with Pam Fowler on Monday nights. There is our team call on Tuesday nights, and, of course, the new opportunity call as well. So be sure to plug into those. For those of you that say you were not privy to the information tonight, we'll be sure that that is out. And also be sure and check emails because that information on those calls are coming on emails. And there's also CammyDempsey.com, who is our top upline ambassador, a few levels above us there. But she has an amazing website that has some resources on it as well for training.
Yeah,
but
most definitely.
Get out there. Take those action steps. Relaunch, blitz, follow up with prospects. Spend your time blitzing, partying, a little bit on social media. The fortune is in the follow up. Post your top 10 goals and write it in the present tense. We're going to post our 3-monthly and yearly goals on our team pages. Get your hundreds list going and plug into trainings and events and conference calls.
Most definitely. Thank you so much for those tips. And it is true. If you really, really want it, you can really, really do it. And I'm just going to finish out just as a little lead into a quote. And right before I do that, do remember that the Success from Home magazine promotion is open